Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of definitely yours and becoming one of my favorite wine regions in the world, both for the quality and for the price point, the value, is the Rhone Valley, in particular the Côte de Rhones. Mm-hmm. Just wonderful, tend to be more Grenache-focused reds and whites, but just awesome. And we're going to talk a lot about those in the next couple
right.
of weeks.
White wines made from Grenache.
Excuse me.
Hasten to say,
I'm sorry,
but there might be white Grenache.
There is white Grenache.
There is. Yeah. I just love Côte de Rhone because it has Grenache, which is emerging as one of my all-time favorite grapes. And I'm going to talk about four different wines that all sell for $15. And walk us right through kind of a hierarchy of styles. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with the Saint-Côme, a very good producer. Their Châteauneuf du Pape is just killer. This is their Côte de Rhone 2013, $15. And one of the nice things about Côte de Rhone is that it wears this humble, these vestments very, very well. So it is a peasant wine, but it really has a lot of dignity to it. And that's the way I look at this Saint-Côme. It's rustic, you know. There's not a whole lot of polish to it. There's a lot of wild, really active tannins in it. And the wine has touches of tar and dark plums and black pepper and these tannins, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty crude in a way, but delightfully so.
And probably fairly racy.
it is. It really is. Now, a step above that would be Domaine Paul Otard's Côte de Rhone 2011. Again, $15. This is pretty much classic. This is what I expect from good Côte de Rhone, from a good producer. It's really an old friend of mine. It's got it all. It has dense purple-red color, a powerfully spicy nose with classic Grenache Garrigue, which is the name for the field herbs mm-hmm. over there. And I just love that. You get red cherries, raspberry toffee, and all those things sort of repeat on the palate. So it's really lovely. I would just love to have this with a grilled steak. In fact, I think I have once or twice in my life.
A little stick of
it worked wow. really well for me. there's a lot of really nice, exciting younger producers who are bringing things to the market. Andizon, Andezon, Côte de Rhone, 2011. Just really nice. And this is sort of a updated version of Côte de Rhone. It just seems to be very, very modern in style. So a little less harshness in the tannins, but a lot of suave flavors, just really beautiful. I would call it a first-rate bistro wine.
Okay.
Which is, it's
a compliment.
Totally, totally informal,
yeah.
But very well made, very, very tasty. So it just made me say, boy, it's really nice how good Côte de Rhone is getting. You know? At the tippy top of my little hierarchy is a beautiful wine, and it could be one of the best values I've come across in a long time. Listen very carefully, folks. Chapoutier, mm-hmm. very good producer. Their Belle-Rouche Côte de Rhone 2011 sold for $15.50. This is just an extremely distinguished Côte de Rhone with classy elegance and true regional character. It spent 4 years in the bottle, and it's really helped this wine. 60% Grenache, 40% Syrah. It's a great blend, and it has the spicy Garrigue wildness of Grenache with the smooth, deep plum flavors of Syrah. And I love the depth and the richness of flavor combined with just a smooth, silky texture. We're talking real class here. And
that's
at
Chapoutier.
That price, this is a Chapoutier.
Yeah.
You know, this is an outstanding value. So go out and try some Côte de Rhone. Let's talk more about the Rhone next week. What do you say?
Okay.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. And you've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.